Good morning, it's 9 o'clock. I'm going to call the meeting to order.
Somebody has their speaker on.
We have Daniel, Marie, and myself chairing. Kirby and Jenny are out on an approved vacation. We're looking for a motion to adopt the agenda as is.
So move.
Second.
Motion by Daniel, seconded by Marie. Questions or comments? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Moving on to approve the minutes of January 18th, 2023, LOC meeting minutes and forward to the United Business Committee.
So move.
Second.
Motion made by Marie, seconded by Daniel. Questions or comments? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Current business, back pay law amendments, Clarissa.
This item starts on page 4 of your packet. So at the September 14th, 2022 Oneida Business Committee meeting, the Business Committee adopted a motion to request the LOC to consider amendments to the back pay law. So the LOC added this legislative item to its active files list on September 21st, 2022. So the purpose of the back pay law is to set forth standards used in the calculation of back pay for all employees of the nation in accordance with the nation's laws. So the proposed amendments to the back pay law will include a new provision on reinstatement, which addresses such issues as reinstatement of an employee to the position the employee was terminated from, the requirement to hold a position pending litigation, and amending the position description or eliminating the position pending an employee appeal. The amendments will clarify that back pay calculation shall be made using the employee's last wage in the position which they were terminated from, and clarify the circumstances in which an employee is not eligible to work and therefore is not eligible for back pay. So on October 5th, the LOC approved the draft of the proposed amendments to the back pay law and directed that a legislative analysis be completed. On October 19th, the LOC approved the updated draft and legislative analysis. On November 2nd, the LOC approved the public meeting packet and forwarded the back pay law amendments to a public meeting to be held on December 13th, 2022. So the public meeting was held on Tuesday, December 13th, 2022 at 12:15 p.m. right here in the Norbert Hill Center. People were also able to attend the public meeting through Microsoft Teams. So no one provided public comments during the public meeting. A public comment period for the written submission of comments or question was held open until Tuesday, December 20th, and one submission of written comments was received during the public comment period. So on page 6 of the packet, you'll see the public comment review memorandum. So this document serves as a tool for the LOC to use when they review and consider the public comments that were received as required by the Legislative Procedures Act. So if you look at the memo, it's organized by topic. So immediately after the comment divider in bold, you'll see any relevant excerpt from the law. Then this is followed by the verbatim comment received, including the specifics of who made the comment and whether it was oral or written. Next, you'll see the response section, which is my attorney response to the LOC. So here's where I provide the LOC and the reader any relevant background information on the motivation or purpose of the law, any in-depth explanation of the provision of the law, and any potential options for how to consider the comment. And then the last section under every comment is the LOC consideration. So this is currently left blank, but it will be filled in with the LOC's discussion and decision on how to address each comment. So the LOC will be going through and reviewing and considering each comment, and when they make their decision, the LOC consideration section of this document will be filled in, and then the completed memo will be placed on another LOC meeting agenda. So after the memo on page 16, you'll find a redline draft of the proposed amendments to the back pay law that was available during the public comment period for your reference. Then on page 22 is the transcript from the public meeting, followed by a copy of the submitted written comments that were included in the memo on page 26. So today I'm asking the LOC to consider the adoption of a motion to accept the public comments and the public comment review memorandum and defer to a work meeting for further consideration.
So moved. Second.
Motion made by Marie, seconded by Daniel. Questions or comments? See none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Moving on to clean air policy amendments, Clarissa.
This item starts on page 28 of your packet. On January 10th, 2023, the LOC received a request from retail to consider amendments to the clean air policy to create an exemption to the prohibition from smoking in any building of the nation for smoking cigars and tobacco and pipes within a premise designated by retail as a tobacco store on or in premises controlled by retail that sells tobacco product in which the smoking of only cigars and tobacco and pipes is permitted. So the LOC added the clean air policy amendments to its active files list on January 18th. The purpose of the clean air policy is to provide a healthy working and learning environment within buildings and vehicles owned and operated by the nation. Since this item was added to the active files list, a draft of proposed amendments to the law has been developed based on a review and discussion of the recommended revisions provided by retail and the Oneida Law Office. So on page 29 of the packet is a red line draft that demonstrates all the proposed revisions. So this is followed by a clean draft on page 32 of the packet. So the proposed amendments to the clean air policy will expand the locations exempted from the prohibition of smoking in any building owned or operated by the nation to include a tobacco store on or in premises controlled by Oneida Retail that sells tobacco product unless prohibited by Oneida Retail or the terms and conditions of the lease. So this eliminates the requirement that a suspension for a second violation of this law be 1 week in length, providing the supervisor and HRD greater flexibility in determining a suspension length that best fits the violation. And it also makes other minor drafting changes. So today I'm asking the LOC to consider the adoption of a motion to approve the draft of the Clean Air Policy Amendments and direct that a legislative analysis be completed.
Daniel has a question.
Okay. So something we did not include in the draft and something that we kind of informally discussed looking into the future in regards to smoking substances beyond tobacco, such as THC. I know there's you can smoke CBD flowers or THC, regular Delta 8 or Delta 9 flowers. But the different, you know, they get a variety of different strands that exist. But how do we, I guess, prepare for the legalization of those alternative substances? So that we don't have to reopen the law, and is that something that we should add in now, or provide the ability to just do a resolution to make a change in the future?
Yeah, I mean, if you guys are interested in exploring that topic further, I can change the requested motion. Instead of approving the draft and directing that a legislative analysis be completed, we could defer this to another work meeting for further discussion on the inclusion of that in this draft.
The only concern I have is that something that would be allowed to be smoked in the smoke shop or the smoke or cigar bar or whatever that they're proposing, would that be something that would be take place indoors or?
I think we probably have options in how we explore the language for what's allowed.
Okay. Go ahead, Daniel.
Yeah, so I feel like I don't want to hold this up to what we're doing because then we're going to be holding up retail and what they're trying to do. And I don't think that, you know, the legalization of THC is going to happen within, you know, the next 6 months or so, probably a year or two. But I want to make the ability for us to add that in very simple and easy, I guess, so we're not having to go through the whole legislative process again to make any changes in a year or two from now.
So are you recommending something like in a resolution then?
Yeah, I guess.
If we could frame it like a resolution, so the resolution would be easier to change than it would be for legislation. Just a thought. I don't know if that would work or not.
Okay, I can explore that as I'm drafting the legislative analysis and then potentially bring an option for consideration at that time.
Okay. Okay. We have another question from Michelle Tipple. Go ahead.
Thank you. I'm just a question, Clarissa. Is there a work group that it, has gathered to kind of draft this And is there ability for health to join that work group, or is our feedback taken more in that comments period of time? I'm asking a process question, I guess.
Yes, at this point in time, we haven't created a work group because the LOC created the draft proposed amendments based on revised provisions that was submitted to us from retail and the Oneida Law Office. But if health has comments or concerns in regard to this piece of legislation, we definitely can look at setting up a meeting with health to provide this input, or even sending an email to provide your input.
That would be great. And I know environmentals, there's talking with some representatives, there would also be interest there.
I can ensure that they're included too, to provide some input prior.
All right, thank you. We have Todd Vandenhoevel. Go ahead.
Good morning. Clarissa, did you mention that there's an HR piece there's HR involvement with something? I thought I heard you say that. Can you just reference that again, please?
I don't think I referenced HR. So far, we've worked, the proposed amendments came from Oneida Retail and the Oneida Law Office.
Okay, I thought you said HR and it had something in there, but okay, thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? Todd.
Oh, that was an accident. Sorry.
All right. No problem. All right. There hasn't been a motion on the floor yet, so we're looking for a motion to, I guess the workaround would be later on. You said we would be able to do that? So it wouldn't be stalling retail right now. We could move forward. And Clarissa would work on a workaround for the future amendments in a resolution.
Okay.
So we're looking for a motion to approve the draft of the clean air policy amendments and direct that the legislative analysis be completed.
So move.
A second.
Motion made by Marie, seconded by Daniel. Questions or comments from anybody else? See none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. New submissions, the Oneida Election Board bylaw amendments. Clarissa.
This item starts on page 35 of your packet. So on January 26, 2023, the LOC received a request from the Oneida Law Office and the Oneida Election Board to consider amendments to the Oneida Election Board bylaws. So the agenda request form can be found on page 35 of your packet, and this identifies that the Election Board has worked with its Oneida Law Office attorney and met in September and November of 2022 to review its bylaws and discuss amendments. So the Election Board then approved proposed amendments to its bylaws on January 23rd, 2023. The red line of these proposed amendments can be found on page 36, and this is followed by a clean draft on page 47. So this is ready to be considered by the Legislative Operating Committee to be added to its active files list so that a legislative analysis can be completed for the proposed amendments before this is sent to the Business Committee for consideration. So today I'm asking the LOC to consider the adoption of a motion to add the Oneida Election Board bylaws to the active files list with a designated sponsor.
So move.
Motion made by Marie.
I can second, but do you want to define who the sponsor is?
Daniel Guzman?
Sure.
Okay, motion has been made and seconded by Daniel, and Daniel would be the sponsor. Any questions or comments? See none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Administrative updates, LOC 20 FY 2023 first quarter report. Looking for a motion to, you want to give an explanation?
I can go through a summary.
Okay, go ahead.
So this item starts on page 57 of your packet. So we have the LOC's FY23 first quarter report, which looks at the efforts and accomplishments of the LOC from October 1st, 2022 through December 31st, 2022. So this first quarter report includes information on the LOC's actions on legislative requests, legislative accomplishments, legislative highlights, LOC meetings, goals for the FY23 second quarter, information on the Legislative Reference Office, and contact information for the LOC. So LOC action on legislative requests. During the first quarter, the LOC added 18 legislative items to its active files list, and no requests were denied. So for legislative accomplishments, the report highlights the LOC's legislative accomplishments during the first quarter. So the Oneida Nation Assistance Fund and the Audit Committee bylaw amendments were adopted. Emergency amendments to the budget and finances law and election law were made, while the emergency amendments to the Oneida Personal Policies and Procedures were extended. So legislative highlights. The legislative highlights section of the report provides short summaries of how the LOC spent its time during the first quarter and the work it prioritized. So you'll see that the LOC worked on the back pay law amendments, business corporations law, drug and alcohol free workplace law amendments, emergency management law amendments, furlough law amendments, investigative leave policy amendments, law enforcement ordinance amendments, layoff policy amendments, marijuana law, Oneida Language Code, Oneida Personal Policies and Procedures Amendments, probate law, trust scholarship fund policy amendments, and workplace violence law amendments. So the legislative highlights section provides information on the number of work meetings that were held during the first quarter for the above-mentioned legislative items, as well as noteworthy legislative progress through the process for each item. So overall, the LOC held 30 work meetings during the first quarter. So LOC meetings, the LOC held 5 regular meetings during the first quarter. The November 16th LOC meeting was canceled so that members of the LOC had the opportunity to attend the Rekindling the Fire, Indigenizing Our Ways of Governance event put on by the Cultural Heritage Department. So goals for the FY23 second quarter. During the FY23 second quarter, the LOC will focus its legislative efforts on the following matters. So adoption of amendments to the back pay law, adoption of amendments to the emergency management law, development of amendments to the workplace violence law, development of amendments to the investigative leave policy, development of the Oneida Language Code, and development of amendments to the drug and alcohol-free workplace law. So Legislative Reference Office, the report provides information on the staffing levels of the LRO during the FY23 second quarter or first quarter, as well as our staff contact information. And then the report closes with contact information for the LOC, as well as individual contact information for each LOC member. So then right after this report, starting on page 64 of your packet, you will see that there's a chart that illustrates everything on the LOC's active files list this term and the progress of each legislative item. So this chart demonstrates at what stage in the legislative process each item is at, and it's very helpful and provides a lot of quick information. So we're now looking for a motion to approve the LOC FY23 first quarter report with a noted change to add the correct extension to Marie Cornelius's phone number and to forward to the United Business Committee.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Daniel, seconded by Marie. Questions or comments? See none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carries. Title revision, Trust Scholarship Fund Policy Amendments to Higher Education Scholarship Law, Clarissa.
This item starts on page 69 of your packet. You'll see a memorandum from the LRO to the LOC. So at the August 24th, 2022 Business Committee meeting, the Business Committee adopted a motion to direct the Legislative Operating Committee to consider adding the higher education policy to their active files list and to consider adding rulemaking authority to said policy. So on September 7th, the LOC added the Trust Scholarship Fund Policy Amendments. So the Trust Scholarship Fund Policy was added to the active files list under the assumption that this law may be able to address the current higher education scholarship policies. So after meeting with the Higher Education Department, it was clarified that the Trust Scholarship Fund is completely separate from the higher education scholarship, and therefore a new law would need to be drafted to address the higher education scholarship. So the active files list can now be revised and updated to accurately depict this legislative effort. So we're looking for a motion to revise, to accept the memorandum and revise the title on the active files list from Trust Scholarship Fund Policy Amendments to Higher Education Scholarship Law.
So move.
Second.
Motion made by Marie, seconded by Daniel. Questions or comments? I see none. All in favor say aye. Opposed, abstention, motion carries. We are now looking for a motion to adjourn at 9:20.
So move.
Motion made by Marie, seconded by Daniel. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, motion carried. Thanks, everyone, for calling in.